White, J.E. White, Emma. Livingston, Colorado, August 18, 1872. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I am sitting in the door of a mountain cottage from which we have a fine view of magnificent scenery of Colorado. Before me are high mountains covered with verdure, scattered here and there with evergreen. Upon the mountainside are patches of cultivated lands where the bright, fresh green of tiny fields of wheat and oats adds to the beauty of the scenery. On every side of us are the mining works. Miners' huts are built upon the tops of the high mountains, and piles of rocks and worthless ore of a bluish tinge, copper-colored, green, and clay-colored, lie in heaps about these buildings. The ore obtained at one of these mines contains a substance used in coloring glass. Mr. Shaw, at whose house I am now visiting, went over to the stamping mills to get a sample of the ore for me. He tells me it is called pitch blend and is considered very valuable. It has been sent to Europe for inspection and is estimated to be worth $3,000 per ton. I shall bring home or send specimens. Mr. Shaw's location is the prettiest I have seen in the vicinity of Central and Blackhawk. We are 10,000 feet above the level of the sea. Soft water comes from the mountains and is nearly as cold as ice water. This is a treasure indeed. As I look about me, it seems homelike, for this is the first cultivated land I have seen since I have been in the mountains. These farms contain but a few acres of land that can be cultivated. The crops are upon the sides of the mountains, a little patch here and there. The climate is too cold for corn. Wheat cannot ripen, but is profitable to cut for hay. Pressed hay is sold at from 1.5 to 3 cents per pound. We have just taken a good breakfast of green peas, green corn, genuine gems, and pears, which are 25 cents a pound. Raspberries grow in abundance upon the mountains and are just ripening. They are highly prized in this country, so destitute of fruit. Rains here are not frequent and timely. During the spring and summer months, but little rain falls, and at other seasons, the earth is seldom moistened with showers. Something can be done with the lands and crops raised by irrigation, but I have not yet explained why we are here. Father went to Boulder, which is 20 miles from Walling's Mills, last week. He visited Sister Dart at the house of her son-in-law, a congregational minister. He there learned from Sister Dart that there were a number of Sabbath keepers in Central. We sent our appointments for them to circulate. Last Friday, Mr. Walling brought us to Sister Bentel's. We found that the sisters had shown considerable zeal in obtaining a hall at $5 a day and had our appointments published in the Daily. There are several sisters of excellent minds, wholehearted in the work, who have come out on the Sabbath as the fruits of Sister Dart's labors. She circulated reading matter among them. She is an aged woman, yet her devotion to the truth and zeal in the work of God have prompted her to do what she could. She is beloved of all who are interested in the truth. There are many whom she has furnished with reading matter. After they have had the books a sufficient length of time, she gathers them up again to place in other hands. Many are reading and are in the valley of decision, convicted that we have the truth, yet hardly settled that they can lift the cross. May God help them to decide from the weight of evidence and receive the truth in the love of it. As I see the good work Sister Dart has accomplished at her age by perseverance and untiring zeal, I inquire what might not our youthful sisters do if they would show zeal corresponding to that of their aged sister. They have activity and the vigor of youth in their favor, which gives them a decided advantage. Sister Dart has, by going from house to house, obtained a large list of subscribers for the Reformer in Blackhawk and Central. May the Lord bless this faithful sister for her zeal in her master's cause. Our appointments were out Friday evening. We had but a few, but the Lord is not confined to the large assemblies. We had a good season together. Sabbath, we had meetings in the afternoon and evening. Your father spoke in the afternoon, and I spoke in the evening. These meetings seemed as cold water to the thirsty souls of these young believers. At the invitation of Sister Shaw, we rode 1.5 miles up the mountain to their home, where I am now writing in their doorway. This sister has kept the Sabbath alone in her father's family and alone in her own family. But we hope her kind husband will yet see the clearness of the truth and take his position on the Lord's side and rejoice the heart of his faithful, believing wife. We have an interest in the father and mother of Mr. Shaw, with whom we became acquainted at this visit. We hope to hear that father, mother, and son are united in the service of God, with Sister Shaw in keeping all the commandments of God. Monday morning, August 19th. We had 3 meetings upon the first day. Your father spoke in the forenoon and afternoon, and I spoke in the evening. All 3 of these meetings were highly prized by the believers in this place. We had good attention, and deep interest was manifested by many. Sunday evening, the house was well filled, and we had good freedom in addressing the people. After the meeting closed, your father called for those who desired books to come to the stand. There was never seen greater eagerness to receive the books than in this place. After the close of the meeting, we went home with your cousins, Mr. and Mrs. Fair, and had a pleasant visit with them. Mr. Bentall has given us a large number of very nice specimens of ore, which will go far toward forming a cabinet for the Health Institute. We design to leave this week for Denver, and next Monday start on our journey for California. There is a German physician here who is keeping the Sabbath. He is a smart, intelligent man, above 60 years old. He is active, straight, and gentlemanly. He reminds me of Brother Bates. He talks very imperfect English. None here who are keeping the Sabbath had heard a lecture upon present truth before we came, except Sister Shaw. I think if a course of lectures could be given here, Central and Denver, companies would be raised up to obey the truth. We designed to leave the mountains for Denver this week, and the first of next week we start on our journey for California. From your mother.